Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Booker T and the MGs bring this back. That song's called Time Is Tight. Sounds like that, doesn't it? Isn't that a great song? Booker T, he's a great, great treasure. Welcome back. 23 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Robert Grady. Rob is a great member of our Brain Trust. G-R-E-D-E is how you pronounce, how you spell his last name. RobertGrady.com. Is that right, Bob?
That's right.
So check out, you can find his books there and his writing, all the things he does. He's an award-winning copywriter and syndicated columnist and professor, and he has a lot of different ways that he reaches out and helps people. We're talking about four keys to successful conceptual selling. The first one was talk to the right person. The second one we're going to talk about right now is all about the data, right?
It's all about asking questions. I mean, part of your process is building a relationship. So all you want to do is just sit in the seller's office and ask questions. That's what I do. I mean, I literally sit down and say, tell me about your problem. I love, my favorite question is, tell me about your competition.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in the marketing business, and I'm consulting on how to enhance your corporate position. So I'm asking all the time, how are your competitors beating you up? And I keep asking until I hear a problem that I can solve, and then I ask, hey, what is that problem costing your company? That's the important question. What's that mm-hmm. problem costing your company? That not only tells you how big that problem is, but it also has a little bit to do with how you're going to price your product. So, or your consulting, or your whatever that problem is that customer's having, how you're going to price your solution.
I'd also like, in that question about the competition, I'd also like to find out where they're challenging, how are they treating their customers, how are they serving their customers, where are they stuck taking care of customers. That's a good one to have as a companion to the competitive question.
Every business is going to be different depending on what you're selling. I mean, you're selling architectural products or you're selling software. You're going to have a different kind of cost structure, and the problems are going to be obviously very different. I just use that particular question that works for me mm-hmm. in my business. That's all. The next thing is you got to sell solutions, and solutions come in three different ways. Every solution has to do one of three things. You can either reduce that customer's costs. You can enhance their market position. That's what I do. I help them increase their revenue through advertising and marketing and enhancing their brand. Or I can increase productivity. And what happens when you do that is the customer then can decide, I can either use that productivity to reduce my costs or I can increase my revenue. All of them point to one thing. Jim, you have to, when they're selling solutions, they always have to point to profitability. If you selling a service cannot increase the profitability of your customer, you're going to have a difficult
time. Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to translate that solution into profitability. If I can reduce your costs, but your revenue remain the same, that's profit.
Mm-hmm.
If I can increase your revenue, but your costs remain the same, that difference is profit. And if I can increase your productivity, you have the choice of either reducing costs or increasing revenue. Both of them translate to profit.
Mm-hmm.
Sell the decision makers. Let them define the problem. And the third step is selling solutions. And then we get to step number four, and that's all about the building of the relationship. A lot of people say, hey, that's got to be – you're doing that all along because selling solutions takes trust. If I'm telling you that I can solve your problem, but all I'm selling is an intangible. You don't have the opportunity to touch it and feel it and put it in your hand and say, oh, this is what I'm getting for the money that I'm paying. They have to believe that you're going to be able to solve your problem. I don't care if you're an airline. If I buy that ticket on your airline, I've got to feel confident that I can fly from this destination to that destination on that particular day and put my butt in that particular
mm-hmm.
seat. Well, airlines, of course, have a lot of credibility, but walking into a customer for the first time, you may not. So all of the time that you're dealing with that customer. You've got to be building a relationship.
And that's built on, and that relationship has got to be built on trust.
Absolutely.
That's where you start.
You're building both visibility and credibility. You got to build visibility because if they don't know who you are, that's mm-hmm. But when you're building that visibility, it's got to be credibility. They have to have confidence that you're going to be able to solve that problem.
Because when it gets right down to it, that comes from telling them the truth.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that comes from telling them the truth, even if it's not in your favor.
Absolutely. You're basically selling them a piece of paper and a promise, and that's it. You don't have a tangible thing that they can hold. You're selling them a promise, and they have to feel confident that you can fulfill that promise.
Mm-hmm.
So now we could talk about how do you build that credibility in advance and those kinds of things, and writing articles and speaking and all the other things that you can do to build credibility, writing books, those sorts of things on the topic that the problems that you're solving. So we can talk about that at another time. All the while that you're selling that customer, you have to be building credibility. And it's not about bragging. You can't sit there and say, well, I've written books about this, and I teach this at such and such a place, and here's an article. No, hopefully you've either done your homework beforehand, or at least in the process, you have fulfilled the ability to create that credibility in the trust by telling the truth, and by selling that customer and building that relationship.
Rob, I need your website one more time.
RobertGrady.com, G-R-E-D-E, RobertGrady.com.
Hey, Rob, good job today. Will you come back?
Always.
Let's do this, Jim.
Always do this again.
Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.